Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The city of Chicago recently issued letters to various churches, Romanian churches in the Chicago area, that began in-person services, threatening to even destroy the buildings if they continued to worship. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and we have a very special guest joining us, Pastor Christian Ioanescu. And Pastor Christian is the pastor of the Elam Pentecostal Romanian Church. And also, we represent the Logos Baptist Ministries Church. So, Pastor Christy, welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Thank you very much for having me. May God bless you. And we are so grateful for you representing us.
Well, thank you. And we are honored to be able to stand with you and other Romanian churches and pastors in this tyrannous situation that you face in Chicago. You know, we want to go through some of the situations that you have encountered already. And I want to talk, as we have you through this week, about why it's important for you to meet. And I also want to talk about your background and the background of many of the people that you minister to, coming from communist Romania to the land of the free and experiencing what you experience now in Illinois, and particularly in Chicago. But just a few days ago, on a Saturday afternoon before your Sunday worship service, you received a letter from the Chicago Department of Public Health threatening up to and including what they called summary abatement. Summary abatement, according to Illinois law, includes even the destruction of the building. They called your worship service, Christians gathering together, for peaceful, very well hygiene and social distance gathering. They called that a public nuisance, and therefore they threatened to even be able to demolish the building of the church. When you received that, what did you think, Pastor?
Well, it was hard to believe they would do such a thing, but I've learned a long time ago that you need to take threats seriously and to understand their meaning to the maximum of the extent of that threat. So obviously it was not comfortable.
And this was just on the eve of your church service. Now, I have never seen anything quite like this coming from a government where they literally use the word. I've been litigating. Liberty Counsel is now in its 31st year. I've been an attorney since 1987, even longer. Liberty Counsel was founded in 1989. We've done constitutional litigation all over the country. We've done litigation around the world. We've done briefs and so forth all over the world, including writing a brief for your own former home country, Romania, in regards to issues that were being faced there. I've never seen in America ever, I've never heard ever of a government threatening summary abatement, which includes tearing down a church. This sounds more like communist China. And it certainly must strike you as someone who lives in America coming to the land of the free compared to where you were in Romania. What did you do when you got the letter? Did you continue to hold service?
Oh, absolutely. Our decision to reopen the church was very well thought through decision. It was not something we just did. We've prepared for weeks in advance. So when I received this letter, it didn't shock me first, because I didn't know what summary abatement meant. So I had to check with Brother Harry. And when he told me, I said, only in Romania have I seen churches that were demolished. I've never heard of something like this in the free world, and I didn't even know they had a law based on which they could actually do that, or pretend that they have a law based on which they can do that. But we are in for the long haul. We are not going to stand down. We've made our decision. And regardless of the consequences, I've said that I will personally accept full responsibility for that decision and bear any and all consequences. So we're pretty set.
And when you're referring to Brother Harry, that's Harry or Horatio Mihet, who is our chief litigation counsel. His first day of freedom was on Christmas Day, 1989, December 25, 1989, when the former communist dictator Ceausescu was ultimately tried and found guilty and executed on Christmas Day. Revolution took place, as you well know, just a couple of weeks before that, where it began after a pastor was arrested in the town of Tiramisu, the place that Harry was ultimately raised in. And so he is working on your case here. And he contacted me on that Saturday, you got this, and we looked it up, and sure enough, summary abatement is also including destruction of the building when they consider it to be a public nuisance. And this is the amazing thing, Pastor. Peacefully gathering together in a church, and I want to lay out what you do when you gather, is considered by the city of Chicago under the order of Governor J.B. Pritzker a public nuisance, thereby which activates the authorities to be able to do whatever, including with no notice, in the sole discretion of a single individual, up to and including the destruction of the building that is the public nuisance. That is the shocking thing. I know that originally you and all the other pastors, most of them in Illinois, and certainly you and the other Romanian churches and the brothers and sisters in your community, you all went along with the closures early on. What brought you to the point in time to say, we're going to write a letter to the governor and enough is enough? What brought you to that point where you made that decision?
Well, we've shut down our churches. Let me talk about our church. On the 15th of March, the order, the stay-at-home order from the government, only came a week later or so. We didn't know what coronavirus was or how it spread. We didn't have all the information. It was very, very scratchy at the beginning. And we said, we care about the health of our community, of our people. One of the things that I resent, I deeply resent, coming from the government, is they care about us and about our people more than we do. Mm. And that's so arrogant. And I don't think they should do that. And they should not pretend to care about our people more than we do. So we shut down the services. We went online. And we thought it would be for a week or two or three. I've even announced the church with the board. We're going to reevaluate the situation week by week. And we'll let them know what transpires and what our decision will be. Then they prolonged the stay-at-home order for another month until the end of April. And I said, you know what, okay, another few weeks, let's wait and see. But then, in the meantime, one of the things that I've observed, and it was shocking, they were talking about everybody. They were talking about supermarkets, hardware stores,
right,
even Planned Parenthood clinics, barber shops, you name it. Even what? Tattoo parlors. Nothing about churches.
Nothing
they
about
bunched
churches.
Us
no.
Yeah, into the gatherings.
Well, we want to pick that up on a because there is a huge contrast between how they're treating churches and how they're treating these other places of public gatherings that are secular gatherings, non-religious gatherings. And there's a huge discrepancy. And we want to talk about that. We want to talk about what you did when you opened up on another Faith and Freedom program. But our very special guest is the pastor of Elam Pentecostal Romanian Church. And this church, among others, are churches that we represent in Illinois against these unconstitutional governmental overreach, closing down and micromanaging the form and manner of church worship. For more information, I encourage you to visit lc.org. That's lc.org. And also our website, very much dedicated just to churches, reopenchurch.org, reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.